USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Northern California is preparing for another strong weather system to arrive today that is expected to bring dangerous winds up to 50 miles an hour. Shonda Guzman with the California Department of Water Resources says the snowpack in recent days is a good thing.
We recorded a snow depth of 55.5 inches and a snow water content of 17.5 inches.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy lost his bid for the speakership on the first three rounds of voting on Tuesday. Voting will continue today until someone gets a majority of votes. The House cannot start regular business until a speaker is elected. Representative-elect Byron Donalds from Florida is putting his support behind Jim Jordan from Ohio.
My only thinking was that, Leader McCarthy doesn't have the votes. It's pretty apparent off the first two ballots. And so at that point, then you have to start considering alternatives if he cannot get there. I think Jim would actually make a tremendous speaker.
Let's get an update on actor Jeremy Renner's condition after a snowplow accident over the weekend.
Washoe County Sheriff Darren Balam says Renner was helping clear his neighbor's roads and retrieve a stuck car when he got out of his snowplow to talk to a family member.
At this point, it is observed that the piston bully started to roll. In an effort to stop the rolling piston bully, Mr. Renner attempts to get back into the driver's seat of the piston bully. Based on our investigation, it's at this point that Mr. Renner is run over.
The Oscar-nominated actor was flown to a Nevada hospital where he's being treated for blunt chest trauma and severe orthopedic injuries. On Tuesday afternoon, Renner shared a photo on social media showing his bruised and swollen face with the caption, "Thank you all for your kind words. I'm too messed up now to type, but I send love to you all. I'm Victoria Idoni."
Mexico sent 200 military personnel to the northern border city of Juarez to fight organized crime there after a jailbreak. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-XELJANZ.
The California driver of a Tesla that fell roughly 300 feet off a cliff Monday at Devil's Slide in San Mateo County has been arrested for attempted murder and child abuse after investigators say they believe the crash was intentional. Dharmesh Patel from Pasadena will be booked into San Mateo County Jail after he's released from the hospital. As expected, Southwest Air is going to suffer a financial crisis due to its meltdown over the holidays.
The airline is facing a class action lawsuit from a man in New Orleans who missed his trip to Oregon when the airline canceled over 15,000 flights over the holidays after a major winter storm on top of a scheduling and routing snafu. The lawsuit in federal court accuses the airline of failing to give passengers refunds after they were stranded. Meanwhile, this passenger is still searching for her luggage in Denver.
They loaded a plane that was never going to take off with all of our luggage, and everyone from that flight, I can tell you, has not seen their luggage since.
She says the airline told her that her bag had to go to Milwaukee before it shipped back to her due to their no exceptions policy to send bags to their final destination. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The man who set off smoke bombs on a crowded New York subway train before shooting 10 people last April now faces life in prison. 63-year-old Frank James pleaded guilty to terrorism and weapons charges. The plea was made in U.S. District Court in Brooklyn regarding the attack on a Manhattan-bound N train on April 12th. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.